Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent.
Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy Jr. revealed his decision to switch parties.
The country is sitting on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
He launched his campaign against President Biden in the spring, expressing his desire to remain unaligned and free from partisanship at the age of 69.
Law enforcement stepping up security, even though this is no specific threat to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern.
We're looking at those sensitive locations that we have already been aware of. We're looking at those communities where you have a large amount of visible Jewish population, like Williamsburg, Baltimore, out in the Rockaways.
NYPD Chief of Patrol John Chell says there's currently no credible threat, but if something were to arise, the department can move quickly. New York City has the largest Jewish community outside of Israel, with officials preparing for the coming days of vigils to honor those killed in the attacks and Palestinian and Israeli demonstrations. Amidst the ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta Air have halted flights to Tel Aviv. This decision aligning with travel advisories from the U.S. State Department, which cite concerns over potential terrorism and civil unrest in that region. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hollywood A-lister Dwayne The Rock Johnson chiming in after getting backlash for asking people to donate to a Maui wildfire recovery fund. Johnson, who was once a Hawaii resident, posted a video on Instagram this week addressing that criticism that he received.
I get it, and I completely understand, and I could have been better, and next time I will be better.
Johnson said it was his first time launching a donation fund and that he's learning a lesson. He went on to say that he understands that many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, adding he knows what that feels like. Johnson also thanked those who donated and shared that money is already going to wildfire survivors. The actor and Oprah Winfrey launching the People's Fund for Maui in late August and pledged a combined $10 million to kick things off. New CDC data shows that long COVID is rare among children. A survey by the National Center for Health Statistics shows just over 1% of children had long COVID in 2022, and now only 0.5% have it. A recently uncovered bright yellow coral snail has been christened the K.O. Margarita after Jimmy Buffett's famous song Margaritaville. Florida scientists explain that the name was an evident choice, given the snail's vibrant hue. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez.
Well, good afternoon. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to be joined with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears in a moment to talk about her new memoir, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream. She's the first black woman elected to statewide office in Virginia. She reveals in her memoir how her Christian faith, unwavering patriotism, and fervent commitment to conservative principles propelled her to serve and sacrifice for her country and a better future. She joins us now to tell her story from her new book, How Sweet It Is. She sent shockwaves across Virginia and the country at large when she pulled off her stunning upset victory in November of 2021 and became the first woman lieutenant governor of Virginia and the first black woman, as I mentioned, the first naturalized female citizen and first female veteran elected to statewide office. Governor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be with you.
Well, first of all, because we're fellow Marines, I have to say Semper Fi, okay?
Semper Fi, do or die.
Amen. Amen. Well, November 2021, you shocked the Commonwealth. You shocked the country. So are we still having fun?
Well, if that's what you call it, because, you know, politics... As they say, the context for it, and in some cases, apparently, it's truly that. But, you know, it's more of, we really have to come together because, well, if we don't, we're going to tear our country apart, and we can't afford that. Some people are, you know, just wanting to burn the whole thing down, when all we have to do is to continue this wonderful American experiment. We are continuing to change, because how else, Bill, could I be here second in command in the former capital of the Confederate States. Come on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well said, Lieutenant Governor. And the fact of the matter is, you know, being a woman of faith, as I am a man of faith, we know from the book of Ecclesiastes, it's time and season. So we have to measure the time and the solution for the season that we're in. And I think that, you know, conservatives as a rule want to, they're open to debate, they're open to sharing ideas, but the left seems untenable. A recent Real Clear Politics survey demonstrated that quite clearly, that almost half of Democrats do not believe in the First Amendment. Well, you know, that's a problem from the get-go, isn't it?
It absolutely is, because that's one of the reasons that make America America, that you can speak your mind, Bill, and you won't have to worry about a knock, knock, knock on the door because someone doesn't like what you said. I mean, it's starting to really infiltrate even places like Canada. You know, we're thinking, what in the world has happened to us? And in fact, Virginia is the state that brought the Bill of Rights, as you recall, to the rest of the 13 colonies to say, yes, this is what we want, and we're going to get it. And then, of course, we have the Second Amendment, which, as some people claim, back up the First Amendment.
Exactly.
So we're not giving up our rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank God for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Had it not been, you know, for the Commonwealth, dare I say, Lieutenant Governor, that we would never have been able to realize this great American experiment. It would have almost died after birth.
Yes, because when the Articles of Confederation weren't working, and all of the 13 colonies knew that, mm-hmm. when they came to the Constitutional Convention to make things better, well, the rest of the colonies wanted to tweak the Articles of Confederation, but the Virginia delegation, consisting of George Washington, Mr. Jefferson, and some others, brought a whole new idea about the three branches of government and really to change things into what we have today. So, and then, of course, as I mentioned, the Bill of Rights, where we already had that Bill of Rights in Virginia, we gave it to the rest of the country as a model. And so, you know, with a few tweaks, we adopted it. But, Bill, my dad came to America from Jamaica just 17 days before Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech. Wow. He only came with $1.75, and he came at the height of the civil rights movement. And when I asked him, why did you come? I mean, you begged to come into this country, got your documents together and waited until they allowed you. And he said, because this is where the jobs and the opportunities were.
Right.
And Bill, it still is that. You know who tells us that? By their actions, the people at the southern border who are literally throwing their children over the fence.
Right.
So they want America to stay America. They can't believe more in America than we do. No, no.
Right.
So we just want them to do it the right way.
But like your father and my great-grandparents before, Lieutenant Governor, there needs to be the rule of law. They need to be protected.
Yes.
When these people are coming across and they're being sex trafficked, they're being used as drug mules, they're being manipulated and controlled by the cartels. I mean, back in the days, you know, when you talk about your story of your father, the consistent theme was number one, they loved America. They wanted to come to America. Number two, they wanted to assimilate. They wanted to add to this great American idea. And, you know, and number three, they wanted the same thing for their families. Today, the immigrants that are coming in, they have mixed loyalties, and this is going to be a generational issue, I believe, down the road, especially because of the influence of the cartels.
Well, what we know from history, as someone once said, what we know from history, though, is that we don't learn from history.
Yes, right.
We think we're always going to do things differently in a better way. There is no better way to do socialism. There is no better way to do communism.
Right.
It doesn't work. They tried that in Jamaica. We had a prime minister come to power, declared that we were now a socialist Democrat country. Where have you heard that, Bill? That's right.
Exactly.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. Castro brought the Russian money, started building things in Jamaica, said we were, you know, a socialist, and of course the businesses understood profits didn't belong to them. The brain drain happened. It destroyed Jamaica, which is just really now coming back into her own. We're not going down that path. We need to make sure that there's free enterprise. We need to make sure there's limited government. We need to make sure that people can speak their minds and live to see another day, Bill.
Exactly.
That is the America. We want the American dream. Get off my grass. I pay the mortgage or the rent around here.
Exactly. Well, we need to return to first principles. And the first principle, the highest first principle, is liberty. Liberty that doesn't come from the government, comes from God Almighty himself. And when you are in a post-Christian modern world, you know, that we live in, well, how's that working for you? Look at how this post-Christian modernization, what it's done to destroy the nuclear family, what it's done to destroy education, every institution that supposedly is supposed to serve us, everything's upside down, Lieutenant Governor.
Yes, Bill, I would agree with you. I would say that our Judeo-Christian values are really going to be destroyed, and not that we don't want, you know, other faiths. That's not what we're saying at all. Mm-hmm. This is America. You practice your faith.
Right.
But, you know, you have to believe in something other than yourself, because otherwise you are the be-all and the end-all, and then we have dictatorships. Bill, the first form of government is self-government, because
yes.
you don't govern yourself. Surely the government will do it for you. And then we need the family to learn how to be in society. We want to raise up our children that they understand that they have value, they have strength, and that they have the education that they need to launch. And by the way, that they understand that their job is no less than preserving America for the next generation, Bill. So we've got to get all that together. But when we don't even know who a woman is, it confuses our children.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Lieutenant Governor Winston Earl Sears is our guest. Her book, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream. As you mentioned, Lieutenant Governor, you know, when you consider the cumulative intelligence of, what, 340, 350 million people, we've got quite a brain trust here amongst everyday citizens. This is why the power, and our founding fathers understood this, the power of our First Amendment right is that when we're sharing ideas, regardless of party, it's not about party, it's not about Republican or Democrat, it's about this great American idea. When we reduce ourselves to partisanship, that's when we're at each other's throats, and it becomes untenable. Just as we're experiencing the America that most people are saying, I'm not happy with this.
Listen, we have to get off the sidelines and jump down into the arena. That's what we have to do. We have to be willing to face the lions, because America could not have come into her own had there not been the founders who decided that after they signed the Declaration of Independence, they were declaring that they were not supporting any longer the British government and the British country, and they knew that they could be charged with treason, et cetera. And in fact, so many of them lost quite a bit. In fact, some of them lost even their lives. So you have to be willing to do your part. You know, Bill, that part about of the people, by the people, and for the people? Well, y'all are the people. I'm not the only one in politics. We all are. It takes all of us to come together to vote, to either bring ourselves as the candidate or to support the candidate. Find out what, you know, people want for our country, and then get behind that person. If you've got $5, good grief, give it to the candidate. You can afford more, do that. But do your part. We have the wonderful privilege of getting the ability to vote for whomever and go to sleep and know we live to see another day.
Well, what makes us so powerful, you know, as Tocqueville witnessed for himself when he came here to the United States, is, like you said, is the power of the people. Those three incredible words from the Declaration of Independence, we the people, that is an activating statement in and of itself, isn't it?
Yes, we the people. And as you said, y'all are the people.
Yes.
We all are the people. And there are so many other you know, here's the thing, Bill. We need peace through strength. So we need a military that is ready to go. We need our arms. We need the missiles, the everything ready, the personnel. We need the training ready to go, because the rest of the world is not stopping for us.
Oh, no, not at all.
The China's of the world, the Russia's of the world, the South Korea's, et cetera. They have their act together, and they want to be the superpower. In fact, China was slated to be the number one superpower in 7 years by the year 2030, except they shut their country down so badly during COVID that that might be an issue. But they still have the educated workforce that's necessary, the educated military. So we can't afford to fool ourselves into thinking that, well, you know, we can go off and talk about what women and black and white and all this nonsense, when the rest of the world is moving on without us, Bill.
Exactly. Yeah, it's got to be about winning wars. It can't be about pronouns. And when you have a general, you know, saying that he's most proud of a diverse, you know, military, wait a minute. You don't win wars with diversity. I'm sorry.
You win wars because you're the stronger candidate, and that's what we have to do. You know, we've heard, well, you know, we need to get rid of the military or reduce them. Folks, if we do that, you know what happens to the Constitution? If our military doesn't win, when we are overrun by our foreign adversaries, they take the Constitution and tear it up.
Exactly.
That's what that means. So we have to go to the Reagan standard, which is peace through strength. That's
exactly
all the other countries understand. They understand nothing else, and they're bullies. And you know what happens with a bully? You give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. You give him a mile, he's going to take the country. We can't afford that.
Well, as we learned in the sandbox in kindergarten, right, when you were face-to-face with a bully, you had to bully back a bully. Otherwise, they were going to own you for the rest of your, you know, your educational career, right?
Yes, yes. That's why we have to make them understand that America is still that great city, the shining city on a hill, that we're not going anywhere, that we are going back to the basics.
Yes.
Basics are, of course, for education, reading, writing, arithmetic, science, technology, all that. We need our children to have a good education, Bill, so that they can launch into the future. That's what we need.
Well, you saw this in Virginia. I mean, you look at all the money that's invested in education, and got off track. They lost sight of what their mission was all about. And it took you and Governor Youngkin and the leadership of the Republican Party there in the Commonwealth to right the ship. But the fact of the matter is though it was quite a resounding victory, it was just a battle. One battle won, and the battles continue, don't they?
Well, I've got to tell you, remember how it was. So after the 2020 presidential election, you know, we were brokenhearted, right?
Yeah.
And so but here in Virginia, we had a gubernatorial election that we had to put on. And so we presented ourselves as the folks who with the good ideas, the common sense ideas, the ideas that were not going to tear parents from their children, the school boards. We were going to ensure they understood that parents are in charge, not they. We were going to make sure that we didn't defund the police, Bill, because remember we had in some of these other states where they were even setting up, foreign countries within states? Remember that in Wisconsin, the country of Chad or something like that?
Right.
And then they were burning down cities everywhere. And I remember CNN, there was a reporter standing behind them and the police was burning. And he said, "Oh, it's just a little fire. What are you talking about? It's burning."
It's mostly peaceful, he said. I thought that was
mostly peaceful. Antifa was a problem. It occupied Wall Street. The country was a mess. And we won in Virginia because we were able to convince enough Democrats and enough independents that finally we have to come together.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears. Her book, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream. Governor, you talk about abortion, a huge, huge issue. You know, the pundits would say the red wave didn't happen because of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. And I got to tell you, I disagree with that premise. I think that the Republican Party needs to know how to frame the issue of abortion, because the fact of the matter, the organic response as a result of Roe v. Wade and the Dobbs decision going back to the states where even Democratic justices agreed that it should be. Ruth Bader Ginsburg agreed that it should be back in the states. Now, to this day, you've got twice as many, Christian operated or life supporting pregnancy centers as opposed to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is half of what it is. And what I say is that I find it quite interesting when Planned Parenthood says that 97% of what they do is about healthcare for women. Well, if that's the case, why did so many go under if 97% of what they provided was healthcare for women?
Well, you see, this is it's all a farce, and you have to see through the lies. And we know that, for example, in Virginia, we're pushing for a 15-week bill. We're pushing for 15 weeks because that's when the baby feels pain. And what kind of a people are we that we want to inflict pain on an infant, a baby in the womb? And we have to ask then the Democrats, well, what is your limit?
Exactly.
We're saying 15 weeks.
Right.
But their limit is all the way up until the day that the baby could be born.
They don't say that. They do everything they can to skirt around that answer. Have you noticed?
We've got to make them answer, because this is, are we a righteous country or are barbarians? Who are we? Have we come so far from our founding that we now engage in pretty much Roman stuff? Do you know the Roman government was destroyed from within, not from without?
Exactly.
And again, we learn from history. We don't learn from history. So why don't we just go ahead and do the right thing? At least 15 weeks. 15 weeks is when the baby feels pain. Let's get it done.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
News update. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Law enforcement stepping up security, even though there's no specific threats to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern. Amidst the ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American, United, and Delta have halted flights to Tel Aviv. The field of GOP presidential candidates is shrinking. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd announced yesterday that he is dropping out of the race. It became clear to him, he said, that the time had come to suspend his campaign. Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Governor, can we have a conversation with these young girls? I say these, and I want to have it with the young boys too, but with the girls especially, you know, because what's happened is the culture has said, this is my body, it's my right, but what they fail to say, it's my responsibility. And for them to consider, you know, I just feel like we need to help educate them and understand what's involved here, what it takes. You know, to raise a child in today's America, how costly it is, and what needs to be considered before you enter into a casual hookup, what it does to your future, and how it works against you and puts the odds against you and your child and your family potentially down the road when we involve ourselves with risky behavior. And when you've got 40% of abortions happening in Black America, 25% in Hispanics, it's like I want to get everybody together to realize that this has been a system that has been perpetrated upon our own weaknesses, and we've fallen victim to this. We've willfully gone into this out of convenience and thinking that it's okay to waste a life, and that has ramifications that are generationally involved. And this is why, after 50 years of Roe v. Wade from 1973, when Democrats and the Supreme Court said, "Oh, don't worry, it's going to be safe and rare." Well, 100 million babies later, not so rare. And certainly when you understand how many women died in the process of an abortion, how they've been affected, how, you know, to this day, Governor, when I talk with women, women will tell me, sadly, they will say, Bill, you know, my child would have been 13 today, or my child would have been 15. That is a heartache that they carry with them until the day they die. But women and men who casually go into these abortion factories so casually, they have no idea what they're doing and the ramifications that are involved. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair. And I think it's because we have a breakdown in our society. We don't have our families anymore, you know. Right. And we find out that, for example, in the Black community, I think it's about 75% of all births are to single parents.
Exactly.
That's the recipe for disaster. And, in fact, we see what's happening. We've got a breakdown. When we know that Black people make up about, I think it's 12-13% of the population.
Exactly.
And yet we have 40% of the abortions. We're not having our babies.
That's right.
Why is that? And then, by the way, we find out that Planned Parenthood has quite a few, Bill, quite a few Planned Parenthood abortuaries in Black neighborhoods.
It was by design. You're exactly right. They did it on purpose.
Right. And so you see, China has finally understood that they have gone aboard, gone on to their one world child policy.
One child policy. Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
And destroyed their population. They have more males than females, and they have a lot of societal issues now. So let's learn from them. China. It has a lower limit to have an abortion than we do here in Virginia. And yet we call China barbaric. Right. I mean, do we have a mirror that we can look into, Bill? So, No, we've got to do the right thing. We've got to have, you know, the pendulum that swings one way. And let's hope that we come back to common sense. We have to have our babies.
Right.
They are our future. We have to get the family unit back together.
Well, you're exactly right, because that is the key building block to every society. In China, you mentioned this one-child policy. This has devastated them. I mean, you know, Governor, you've got single men, you know, the disproportionate ratio of women to men in China is dangerous. It is dangerous because these men do not have anyone that they can marry. What are they going to do? They're going to, you know, what happens, psychologists will tell you, in the absence of a relationship, an intimate relationship, the anger meter goes up. This becomes part and parcel of a prescription to go to war.
Well, you know, and they have more. Listen, do you know, Bill, that in China they have more honor students than we have total students in all of America? Their honor students outnumber our total students because, of course, they have such a large population. So something's got to give. And we're hoping that in America, if we've lost our minds, we find it very quickly. And you know how we find our minds again? We have elections of consequences. And so you see, people are leaving some of these blue states because none of their policies make sense. They're not arresting. They're not arresting the criminals. The businesses are losing their business because they're stealing from them. The people are on the street causing mayhem and murder. And so some people have picked up and they've left states like New York. They've left states like California and elsewhere. And they're coming to finally now Virginia's on the map. They're coming to Virginia. They're coming to the red states. In Florida, for example, COVID didn't shut our schools down. COVID policies shut our schools down. In Florida, they were open. In South Dakota, they were open. In Texas, they were open. The Republican-led states were open. So we know the Saul Alinsky approach is do not let an advantage, a crisis, go to waste.
Crisis go to waste, yeah. Exactly.
We now know what it looks like.
when Republicans, well, Democrats, I should say, are in charge. That's not what we want.
Well, you already
have left alone.
Well, Governor, you already have over a million, I believe was the number, the recent number, over a million Democrats that have left the party. And they've either gone independent or Republican. You've got near a dozen elected officials who were once Democrats, now Republicans. And I caution our viewers because I say, look, you need to be careful and make sure you understand why they're changing parties. Sometimes they're changing it for political advantage, not necessarily for political for a political heart change that says, you know what, I can, you know, I'm going to vote Republican. I see the benefit of being conservative, because unfortunately in politics, it has more to do about being reelected than serving the people.
Yeah. We can't be seat warmers. That's not why we want to win elections. We want to win elections for the safety and security of our families, so that we can, have a future. They can have a future. We want to be sure that our businesses are successful because they are the job creators, not government. Government doesn't create jobs. In fact, that government can cause you to lose jobs. You just
right.
Look around. You see inflation because our president, President Biden, stopped oil production here and gave it to our adversaries. Think
exactly.
About it. Every time the price of oil goes up, Russia benefits. Think about that.
Yeah.
In New York, they were importing liquid natural gas from Russia. What part of that didn't they understand is a national security issue, Bill? You see,
right.
None of what you're doing makes any sense. And we've got to make sure, of course, that we are safe and secure when it comes to our local law enforcement and our Department of Corrections personnel. Mm-hmm. Because who are we going to call when we're being robbed, when our homes are being invaded?
Exactly.
So we've got to keep our common sense policies, and we've got to make sure that those who move from the red from the blue states to the peace and quiet of the red states where common sense prevails, we've got to make sure that they remember why they came and
exactly.
How it was before they got here.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they continue to vote in the same way, well, then there we are. We're
yeah.
All blue states, you know, no rule of law, no nothing.
Yes. We've got to match up their forces and our forces together. And as you said, get serious about this. Otherwise, we're just not in the fight, and we're losing by default. And people are getting frustrated because meanwhile, you know, it's our country and its citizens that are suffering because of the poor policies.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088.
That's 800-890-7088.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Going back to what you said earlier, Lieutenant Governor, this starts with a vision. You know, God himself said, a people without vision will cast off restraint. This is where we are right now in this country. We have untethered ourselves from our moral authority, and we're like a hot air balloon that's been punctured, flying all over the place. And we need solid leadership to come in and cast the vision, remind people what the American dream is all about, that it is worth, liberty is worth fighting for, and we must fight for it so that we can hand it off to the next generation, right?
Yes. You know, just to come back into the political realm, we also now know that none other than Teddy Roosevelt said, to educate a child without morals is to educate a menace to society.
Amen.
And we're seeing some of that. We've got to come back to what we know to be true, that there is a God and that there are things required of us. We have to get the righteous path back. And yes, and you know, what we're going to do is to ensure that everybody wants to worship in the way that they want. We're going to ensure that everybody has the freedom of speech. We want to make sure that everyone gets an opportunity to have that piece of the pie. We can't dictate how people will live their lives because they will make choices, which is why we cannot have equity. Equity is equal outcomes. People make choices, and they suffer for good or bad with those choices. We need to have peace at last, peace in our lives, peace on our jobs, and peace in our neighborhoods. We need peace. So we need to vote. We have to vote. Otherwise, you cannot wring your hands on Election Day because you did nothing.
Yeah, you didn't participate. In one of your chapters, Governor, you talk about speaking God's blessings. You kind of referred to that just a moment ago. And I thought maybe based on your reference to that, that you should unwrap that for a minute.
Well, we know that we were begun, for example, with God, you know, when Christopher Newport came to Virginia, the first permanent English-speaking settlement, he planted a cross, planted a cross for everybody to understand what that meant. And then when the second wave came with the Puritans, they were coming to Northern Virginia, but they were blown off course. And of course, we know them more as the Pilgrims. Mm-hmm. And before they got off the boat at Plymouth, and of course met what is now modern day Massachusetts, they decided to sign that Mayflower Compact. And the way that it begins is, in the name of God, amen. Yeah. Think yeah. about that. See, they right. wanted everybody to understand what this was about. So let's understand that even though we are, you know, we're no longer, I guess people have said, are at our roots. And yes, some bad things have happened. You know, we had slavery, which is a wickedness and an evil in the sight of God. But we are continuing to change. We're changing for the better. We're going to stop looking back and we're going to look forward. Even Dr. King wasn't really looking for a new law, because what he pointed to was the Declaration of Independence itself.
Exactly. Exactly.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Yeah. What else needs to be said? Right?
Get out and vote.
Yeah.
That's what needs to be said. Or offer yourself as a candidate. Or get behind the candidate. Knock mm-hmm. on the doors. Put the sign in your yard. Make the phone calls. Write the letters. Do what you need to do to ensure that America remains America for the next generation.
It requires an activated citizenry. Your book, Lieutenant Governor, How Sweet It Is. What do you want the reader to take away from your book?
That no matter the challenges that we face, and, you know, as we say in the Marine Corps, you were never promised a rose garden. So life will come at you, and if you're not ready, she's going to run over you. So we have to take the good stuff with the bad stuff, and we're going to just overcome. We're going to continue to jump, you know, the obstacles and make things better. And we can't, you know, crawl into our beds and die. No, mm-hmm. we must live. We must continue, as I said, America. We must give an example to our children so that they know how to be. And we have to, of course, take our place in society.
You know, when you consider the human potential, the opportunities that are here in America, even in the midst of where we are right now in the culture wars that we're dealing with, this country has a lot to offer, and it's up to us to step up. It's up to us to individually resist these forces that really, in a sense, are evil. Because, and what makes them evil is because they're against God Almighty. They're against the vision, everything that God tells us in His Word, where we get our identity. We don't get our identity from the government. We get it from God Himself. And the culture would want us to abandon that for one reason only, so that we would be under their thumb and under their control, because we're designed in such a way that we must worship something. And even our founding father said that it will either be God or it will be somebody else or something else.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not learning too much about history, and so we don't understand that the things have been tried. And most people don't even remember. We tried communism, as a matter of fact, in America, and we almost nearly died that first settlement, you know.
That's right.
With Bradford, yes, when they first came over, 1607 and all, and they just about lost everything because we were all sharing everything in common. Nobody owned anything. And it sounds good that we pool our resources and we do all that, except what they found was some people worked harder than other people.
Exactly.
And the people who were working hard decided they're not working hard for somebody else to just take the profits and the food. And so nobody worked. And then that's communism. And what did Governor Bradford have to do? Divide the land and say, this is your plot. You work it. You eat it. And that goes to the biblical principle of if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. Now, we're saying we'll take care of those who are not able to take care of themselves. But if you're able-bodied, no, you need to contribute. We're not here to work so that you can stay home and dream, as Nancy Pelosi said one time, or you lost your mind. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Right. Well, the World Economic Forum says that their vision, you know, speaking of vision, their vision is that we would own nothing and like it about 7 years from now. That is their timeline.
Well, hopefully they are wrong. Hopefully there are sensible people still left in this world, and we will show them the way to go. Because we don't want to live in whatever world that sounds like they are dictating. See, this is the thing. Whose rules are we going to live by?
Exactly.
Is it your rules? Do I have a say in those rules? What if I don't like your rules? What will happen to me? What will happen to my family? We've gone down this road before. We're not going down that road again, and we're going to make sure we get to the polls, people. We get to the polls. We jump from the sidelines. We jump from the bleacher seats. We get in the arena.
Exactly.
And we fight. That's what we have to do. We need school choice, for example, and we need it now, and we can't get it unless we get a change of politicians.
Yeah. Without a doubt. And as you mentioned earlier as well, Lieutenant Governor, is that education is key. You know, education, you know, is what precedes knowledge that gives us the right decision and the right action. You know, we have to be educated. We have to be determined and do it on purpose. You know, put down the screens. I mean, the thing that I will say about, you talk about the communist Chinese and how committed they are to education. You know, even the Asian population, their commitment to education and why they overperform, it's basic. They put more time into studying than anybody else, right?
You know, there was a time when we would look at a successful person and wonder, well, what did they do so that we can emulate that?
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
When people are successful, we are trying to destroy them. No, we're not going to do that, which is why I signed on to the amicus brief to make sure that we understood we're not going to keep Asian children out of the schools. We're not going to keep them out of colleges and universities. We've played these color games, color skin games before. We're not going to play them anymore. We're not going to pit each other against each other. You know, I've always said, and I'm not the one to have coined this, but racism is not a skin problem. It's a sin problem.
Amen. Yes,
that
exactly.
We all have it. There are black races. There are white races. We're all at some point. So let's not act as if we can't do that. And by the way, they've said, some of the Democrats, that I am a white supremacist. You see? They have lost their minds, Bill. So, yeah, no, we have to make sure that we really get involved. And all we need is an election to change things.
Exactly. Well, Lieutenant Governor, I cannot thank you enough for your time. It's absolutely precious, and we're so grateful to have you on to share more of your philosophy. Of course, your book, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream. Congratulations on your book and all that you're doing there in the Commonwealth of Virginia. All the best to you. God bless. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill, and we're so grateful for your viewers.
Well, our thanks to Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, talking about her book, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream. For more information and to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thank you so much for being with us. Go forth and be blessed. Thank you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of